following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
How's it going, Refuge family? Welcome to Wilson Wednesdays. As you can see, I am Jeff Wilson. This is my office. This is my buddy here, Gummy Bear Steven is his name right there. No, this is not Wilson Wednesdays. I am not Pastor Jeff. I have just taken over his office for the recording of today's edition of Refuge Daily. So my name is David, if you guys did not know. Super glad to be spending just a few moments with you guys. I want to share something quickly. It's been on my heart. It's actually really fresh on my mind right now because I just went through this with the high schoolers. And so here it is. We just started a teaching series in high school that we called, or that we're calling, Tangible. And the idea behind it is that we as Christians, as believers, we're not called to simply just believe in specific truths. We're called to live those truths out in our lives in such a way that God, who is invisible, right, who we cannot see, we live our faith out in ways that become so real and so felt by other people. So in essence, believers, we believe things to be true about God, as it says in the Bible. We live those truths out, and in doing so, we make God tangible to those around us. Tangible, but we can feel God. We can sense that He is absolutely real, instead of just God being a concept or being just all ethereal. When we think of tangible, it's something that could deeply be felt, can be experienced. And so I read out of 1 John chapter 4. I'm going to read it with you guys right now. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 through 12. And it says this. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God," meaning it is. God is its source, its originator, its author. "Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God." Simple, right? "Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." Not "love is God," because I've heard that before, right? But God is love. Verse 9, "This is how God showed His love among us." And so now John is going to be giving us a picture of what this, you know, magnificent, superior love looks like. "This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us." Now, here is the thought process. As I was opening up with the students, I was like, you know, there are so many people today who don't believe in God, right? There are so many people who have problems with God, or at least with their idea of who God is. But I'd say more than that, there are people that have a lot of problems with Christians. And I think we're partly to blame for that, right? We know that everybody is held accountable to their own decisions and whatnot. But there are some people, and I know, if I can be honest with you guys, there's been so many times in my life where I've blown my witness, where, man, I believe Jesus to be who He says He is, and I want to walk these things out. But there's been times in my life where I just blew my witness. And I'm like, Lord, forgive me for doing that. There are some people who will never step foot inside a church building. There are some people who will never open up a Bible ever. You know, there's a phrase, "You are the only Bible some people will ever read." That's convicting. That's sobering. And so the idea of, am I representing Jesus well? Am I, for those people who have no experience with God or the Bible or Christianity or the church, right? Am I giving them an accurate depiction of who Jesus is by the way I live, by the way I talk, by what I post on social media, by the look on my face, by my body language? Am I representing Jesus well? When people talk to me, are they getting a lot of David? Are they getting a lot of my opinion, a lot of my whatever? Or are they getting a lot of Jesus? And I have to ask myself this a lot. And I want people to get a lot of Jesus when they talk to me, right? Less of me, more of of Jesus. And so we were talking about this and really driving home the point of, man, like, we so badly and so desperately need to see people today who live their lives in such a way where God becomes tangible to the unbelieving world. And here's the thing that's crazy. When we love the way that God has asked us to love, meaning love with no reservations, meaning to go deeper into that, God, am I supposed to love this person? As soon as we start doing the theys, they struggle this way, or that person struggles this way, or their sin is a lot crazier than mine. Jesus loved. We're called to love. It doesn't mean we approve of sin. It doesn't mean we give them a high five and say, yes, continue to live the way you're living, right? But we enter in because that's what Jesus does. And that's what Jesus did. We read the Gospels and Jesus sees people that are stuck in sin. He goes to the outcast. He goes all these places and he sits with them and he loves them where they're at and then calls them out of it, right? It says that we've been called out of darkness into God's marvelous light. And so the question that I asked, it says in verse, where is it? Let me get there. I think it's verse 12 that we just looked at. Right. It says verse 11, dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Well, then the question has to be, if no one has seen God, if people can't see God, how are they to ever believe in him? And I likened it to wind, right? Unless if you got some heat sensor glasses on, you're not seeing wind, right? You only see wind when it picks up and impacts things around it. Dirt, dust, trash, grass, leaves. Then you start to see the movement of the wind. But the wind by itself, you can't see. You know, and I was talking to the students and I'm like, man, when we love the way that we're called to love and we live the way we're called to live, we start impacting and people start seeing the invisible God visible in our lives. We start making God absolutely tangible. And so I was excited to be able to talk about this to the students because this is an absolute need. I read this quote. It said, people search high and low for love and for relief from their heart's pain. Unaware it is God they really seek. This means that the young man who rings the bell at a strip club is unconsciously looking for God, and every hurting person who cries out, why, unconsciously asks that question to God. When we simply live the way God has called us to live, we start removing obstacles of faith in other people's lives. Instead of the Christian faith just being another belief system, they start having an encounter with God through your conduct, through my conduct. It's a weighty, sobering, amazing blessing that is. And so my encouragement for you guys, Refuge family, my encouragement for myself and my call to myself is that we would be people who are actually about this stuff. We would be people who truly desire to follow Jesus, to speak truth in love. The way we communicate truth is vital. I pray that we would be people who are willing to sit with the outcast, to sit with whatever kind of sinner that our society or whatever has cast aside and said they are so far gone. I would love to see, and I'm sure the church, and I would love to see people who are willing to sit with, just as Jesus did, to love them where they're at and to walk with them from one step to the next, making God tangible to them. Refuge family, I love you guys. Let us be people who walk with the Lord in a way where God's love and presence becomes tangible to those around us. We will see you next time. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart. Set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begin. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.